KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. Sports Report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. King Sports, the Atlantic girls golf team came out on top of their home Trojan tournament on Friday at Nishna Hills Golf Course here in Atlantic. The Trojans shot a 341 total to take the title. Carroll finished second with a 362. The individual medalist was Riley Driscoll, who shot a round of 72. Alyssa Ginther of Atlantic was runner-up with her round of 76. So in team scoring, as we mentioned, it was Atlantic on top with a total of 341. Carroll second with a 362. Creston was in third place with a team score of 365, followed by Clarinda with 386 and Harlan with 394. Glenwood, the team shot a total of 406. Winterset was in seventh place, also with a 406. ADM was in eighth place. Their team shot 411 altogether. Shenandoah was in ninth with a 413. Red Oak was in 10th with a 420, and 11th was Denison with a 433. As we mentioned, too, the individual scores, Riley Driscoll of Creston was the medalist with a 72, and Alyssa Ginther of Atlantic shot a 76, good for the runner-up. In third place was Bailey Newell of Atlantic, who shot a 77 for that event. Kate Carlson of Red Oak shot a 88, Gracie Brown of Clarinda an 89, which was good for fifth place. In sixth, it was Sydney Hartsock of Creston, who shot an 89, and Mallory Schultes of Carroll was in seventh place, also with a score of 89. Sydney Hawkinson of Carroll shot a 90 for eighth place. In ninth place, it was Jocelyn Cheek of Harlan, who shot a 91. And in 10th, Laura Sweeney from Carroll. She also shot a 91 for that event in Atlantic. Also, University of Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz and his wife have won another round in a neighborhood fight. A judge's ruling issued Wednesday affirms the Ferentzes do not owe neighbors around $9,600 for road maintenance, and they don't have to remove landscaping that affords them privacy from intrusive football fans. A homeowners association set up by the neighbors sued the Ferentzes in March of 2016, accusing them of breaching a contract and committing trespass. A judge ruled in September of 2017 that the Ferentzes weren't required to join the association. The Iowa Supreme Court declined to hear the neighbors' appeal, setting up what became a non-jury trial on February 12th and 13th to hear the remaining claims. The legal dispute is scheduled to continue in court in June of next year on another breach of contract claim against Kirk and Mary Ferentz. In the NBA playoffs, the Portland Trail Blazers are up 2-1 in the NBA's Western Conference semifinals after winning just the second quadruple overtime playoff game in league history. C.J. McCollum matched his career-high playoff with the 41 points, and Rodney Hood hit a go-ahead three-pointer with just under 19 seconds left as the Blazers survived a 140-137 marathon against the Nuggets. Hood came off the bench to score 7 points in the final overtime to help the Blazers earn their 12th straight home win since the regular season. The Nuggets stay in Portland for Game 4 on Sunday. The only other quadruple overtime postseason game, by the way, had the Celtics earning a 111-105 win over the Syracuse Nationals. That was way back in 1953. Over in Boston, the Milwaukee Bucks took a 2-1 lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals as the Bucks won their second straight over the Celtics, 123-116. The Celts host game number 4 on Monday. In NBA news, the Phoenix Suns have hired Philadelphia 76ers assistant Monty Williams to replace head coach Igor Kokosov, who was fired last week after one disappointing season. Williams would join Phoenix after the 76ers complete their run in the NBA playoffs. He takes over a team that won just 19 games under Kokosov. The 47-year-old has previous head coaching experience, spending 5 seasons in charge in New Orleans. He's also played 9 years in the NBA. In other NBA news, the 76ers guard Ben Simmons has been fined $20,000 and assessed a flagrant foul 1 for elbowing Toronto Raptors guard Kyle Lowry in the groin in game number 3 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. That incident took place in the second quarter of the 76ers' 116-95 home victory. The Bulls and coach Jim Boylan have agreed to a contract extension. Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations John Paxson said at the end of the season that Boylan would likely get an extension. The terms were not disclosed. In Major League Baseball news, Kyle Hendricks must have taken an economics class or two while enrolled at Dartmouth. The Chicago Cubs hurler was economical on Friday as he needed just 81 pitches to complete a four-hitter and a 4-0 shutout of the St. Louis Cardinals. That averages out to just 3 pitches per out. It was the fewest pitches for a major leaguer in a 9-inning shutout since Boston's Aaron Cook needed 81 at Seattle on June 29, 2012. The game took just 2:28 to complete. Anthony Rizzo homered for the third straight game, a 3-run blast that opened the scoring in the third inning of John Flaherty. That was more than enough support for Hendricks in his third career shutout and fourth complete game. The Cubs have now won five straight and are 12-3 since a 5-9 start. The Cardinals have dropped two straight since a five-game winning streak. Elsewhere around the majors, Ryan Braun raised his average to .226 by going 3-for-4 with a tie-breaking two-run homer in the fifth inning of the Brewers' 4-2 victory against the Mets. Brandon Woodruff is 4-1 after giving up six hits and one run in five innings to beat New York for the second time in a week. Rhys Hoskins hit a go-ahead three-run homer off reliever Dan Jennings in the sixth inning of the Phillies' 4-2 win over the Nationals. Jared Eichhoff gained a no decision after fanning seven and allowing one run and three hits over five innings of Philadelphia's fifth victory in six games. Homers by Freddie Freeman and Brian McCann powered the Braves past the Marlins 7-2 on Friday. Austin Barnes led off the seventh with a game-time homer and scored the go-ahead run on Max Muncy's single with one out in the ninth inning to lift the NL West-leading Dodgers over the Padres 4-3. The Diamondbacks outscored the Rockies 10-9 Friday. Down 8-0 after three innings, the Giants piled up three homers off of the National League's top bullpen to earn a 12-11 triumph over the Reds. Tyler Glasnow is the Majors' first six-game winner of the season after tossing three-hit ball over seven innings to lead the Rays past the Orioles Friday 7-0. The Yankees beat the Twins for the 13th time in their last 14th meetings in the Bronx as Gary Sanchez homered twice in a 6-3 victory. New York improved to 1-5 against teams that currently have a winning record. Chris Sale earned his first win by tossing six scoreless innings of three-hit ball in the Red Sox' 6-1 victory over the White Sox. Josh Fegley drove in a career-high eight runs, and the Athletics snapped a six-game losing streak when they blew out the Pirates 14-1 on Friday. The Indians pulled out a 2-1 lead over the Mariners on pinch hitter Tyler Naquin's walk-off single on the bottom of the ninth. Rookie left-hander Yusei Kikuchi allowed one run and struck out a career-high 10 in seven innings for Seattle. The Tigers earned a 4-3 win over the Royals as Matthew Boyd struck out nine while allowing two runs and five hits over seven innings. Miguel Cabrera hit an RBI single and came out to score in Detroit's three-run first. And Brandon Drury led off the 12th inning with a single and eventually scored the only run on the pitcher Ariel Jurado's throwing error as the Blue Jays pulled out a 1-0 victory against the Rangers. And in baseball news, Yankees pitcher James Paxton left his start against the Twins Friday after three innings because of soreness in his left knee. Paxton entered 3-2 with a 3.38 ERA in his first six outings for New York. The team says Paxton will undergo an MRI today. That is a check of their sports on KJN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.